Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
A very special edition of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. And today is the day, Mike, and it worked out. It's National Deep Dish Pizza Day, and we are announcing the winner of our Chicago Pizza Madness bracket. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. We surprised the general manager of the restaurant with a phone call, got their reaction to it. It was a battle to the end between Giorgio's and Fox's. But what a fun couple weeks it's been with the pizza bracket, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, 3 weeks, 300,000 votes total of this thing. The reaction from you guys, listeners, and people that followed us on WGN Radio and our social platforms and all of the pizza places made this so much fun for us. And we thank you for that. And I love the tease that we're not going to tell them just yet.
Yes,
you got to
wait. Keep listening. You just got to keep listening. You'll hear the winner. But it was thank you to everyone who participated. This has been so much fun on the air and doing this podcast and just seeing all the stuff on social media. So, it's difficult, right? 64 teams, credit to you for even putting the bracket together. And then two, it's tough to pick our favorite, but
yep,
credit to this particular restaurant that rallied and found a way to get the community behind it to get as many votes as possible to come out on top.
I think that's the coolest part of this is seeing the towns, the neighboring area, even the counties rally behind these different pizza places. Both sides, Fox's and Giorgio's, had big support and following for them.
This is our first year, so we will be making some tweaks next year. A play-in tournament will be involved, just like the first four in the NCAA tournament.
We'll take recommendations.
Absolutely.
Too. We heard a bunch of them.
And it's not perfect, but it's 64 teams, and I thought we Mike did a pretty good job of getting all those on there.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
I think, too, we got to put some sort of maybe like a golden slice of pizza or something that we
get
out, or like a plaque that they can hang into the restaurant. But here's our conversation with this year's winner of the Chicago Pizza Madness Bracket. Now joining us on the Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast is Courtney Miller, general manager of Giorgio's in Crystal Lake. Do you have an idea of why we're calling you, Courtney?
I'm hoping that you're going to tell us that we won.
You won. You won,
you won.
The very first 2023 Chicago Pizza Madness tournament. You guys rallied. We had an incredible amount of feedback. You beat Foxes for the championship. You beat out 63 other teams for this title, Courtney. Congratulations.
Thank you. We are so excited. Our staff is freaking out just waiting for the results.
We thought it was fitting, too, that I'm sure you know it's National Deep Dish Pizza Day. So how fitting is this that
yes,
as you celebrate,
I know
you guys are known for that. Congratulations. Credit to you guys for railing and getting online and getting your customers involved and your employees. This has been so much fun for all of us. Tell us about brag about your restaurant a little bit. You guys are the champions of the Pizza Madness bracket.
So we got told by some employees and some people that we had been put on the bracket, which was awesome. So thank you for that. And then all of our competitiveness just kicked in and we were all like, okay, we're doing it. So we were like just, harassing everyone we know. All the staff knew about it. And we were just posting it all over the place. We do a lot in our community. We try to be as present in our community as we can. And I think that really made people want to rally for us as well. So we kind of told the town, like, it's about Crystal Lake, like represent Crystal Lake, and everyone took off with it. And the further we got, we just got more excited and stressed.
I bet.
Well, let's run through who you guys beat to move on. And now, look, we love all of these pizzas. We're spoiled with pizza places in Chicago. It's why, you know, Mike built this 64-team bracket. But you beat Wayne's. I love Wayne's. That's in Arlington Heights. I used to get that all the time. So you beat Wayne's. Then you beat Marcello's. And then J.J.
Yeah,
Twig.
That was close.
Yeah.
And that's Mike's favorite spot.
J.J. Twig's is my favorite, and I'm not even mad about it because, you know, I've had Giorgio's a couple times, and you are elite pizza that people need to know about.
And then to get out of the regionals, the Elite Eats section, you guys beat Quonset, which I know was a very that was one of the more heated matchups of the entire bracket,
yeah,
and a ton of feedback. So then you move on. And no disrespect, Courtney, I thought Vito and Nick's was going all the way. I mean, they have a diehard following, but you rallied to beat Vito and Nick's to set up your matchup with Foxes. What a journey for Georgia.
Yeah,
for
we
Georgia's.
Were most worried about Vito and Nick's.
Yeah,
we were most worried about Vito and Nick's.
I mean, people love Vito and Nick's.
Yeah. You know, we just, like, really let it be known. Like, you know, we've made it this far, and rally with us. We, you know, we really got our staff into it. It was pretty good team morale. It's been fun around here. And they were telling their friends and telling their teachers. And, you know, my third grader was like telling her teacher about it and all of her other teachers. You know, I mean, we were letting it be known that we were in this race, and everyone's like, "What do you win?" We're like, "We don't know. We just want to win."
You know, this is our first year doing it, Courtney. We might have to work on a trophy for next year or some kind of plaque. Maybe we
I'm going to make a poster. I need to do something.
We can get something cool for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, we talk so much, Courtney, about just the love us Chicagoans and those that live around Chicago for pizza, and we are so spoiled with so many great pizza spots. This is a pretty big deal for you guys. I mean, we got all the heavy hitters on the bracket here.
Yeah, I mean, we were honored just to be on it. So the fact that we won, and it, like I said, it escalated so fast, and we just kept going with it. And the further we got, the more hardcore we got.
You know, as someone who had to track all the votes for this whole thing, I wasn't surprised by how far you got, because you had the most votes by far. Every time we were counting up each region, I'm like, I think this is going to come out of the North Burbs. I mean, you guys against Foxes, who had a very similar, you know, reaction across their whole bracket, and then beating, you know, a big chain like Home Run Inn was crazy. I mean, it's crazy that Home Run made it that far, but still. And I think that's the best part of this, is that it was two places that are, you know, are smaller independent places that, you know, they're not the big chain places, but you look and see the community getting behind you, and that had to feel special.
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, teams, you know, that we support, and schools that we support, the library, you know, the banks in downtown Crystal Lake, sharing it among staff, all the nonprofit organizations that we've, you know, given certificates to and helped out, were all emailing and posting it for us. And it was really awesome to see that everything we do for the community, they, you know, are willing to give it right back to us for, you know, a pizza competition that they knew meant a lot for us to win.
Courtney, congratulations. This whole bracket was a ton of fun for Mike and myself and the radio station, and definitely for all of our great pizza spots all around Chicago. And you guys come out on top. You are the champions. Are you going to celebrate an employee appreciation thing? What's the game plan up there?
We are. Yes,
good.
We are very excited. We're going to have some pizza parties. We're going to have a couple weeks where on a Monday night, we're going to invite everyone out and give everybody some pizza. We originally said, like, if we win this round, we're going to give everybody a free pizza, but then it kept going.
Yeah, right. So that's a whole lot of pizzas you got to dish out.
You're like, oh, boy.
It added up fast. So now it's just turned into a party. So both our locations, South Barrington, is going to have some parties for their staff, and we're going to have some parties out here for ours, you know, let them bring friends and family, because it was a team effort for sure to get us here.
Courtney Miller, general manager of Giorgio's in Crystal Lake, our first ever Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament champion. Congratulations again, Courtney. We'll be in touch, and you know, we'll have fun with this again next year. You guys could be our first, you know, repeat champion. So congratulations, Courtney.
We're gonna go for the repeat.
Yes, you got to.
Thank you for thanks for the time, Courtney. Congrats, and enjoy the championship up there in Crystal Lake.
Thank you so much. We are so excited. Everyone is dying to hear the news, so I will be relaying it to the team shortly.
Awesome. Very cool. We'll be having this posted so that everyone else can, I mean, if people don't, you know, they say, well, I haven't had Giorgio's, we're going to tell them you need to try it now. I mean, just won the whole thing. So
big deal. Courtney, thank you so much. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you guys for doing this. Happy National Deep Dish Day.
Yes.
Happy National Deep Dish Day. Way to celebrate.
Thanks, Courtney.
Yep, thank you.
And that's another edition of Chicago's Very Own Eats. Congratulations again to Giorgio's and Fox's to making it all the way to the title round of our fun little pizza bracket we've done over the past few weeks here at WGN Radio. Thank you for participating. Thank you for listening. And congrats again to Giorgio's on winning the championship. He's Mike Piff. I'm Kevin Powell. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.